One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts, then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 Days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hey, my name is Lindsay. I love your podcast. I live in a small sort of colonial town in northern Massachusetts. My whole life, I've noticed some very strange things going on around where I live. Whether it's in my own home or, at other people's, but there's just a lot of energy in our town. Some history is that, back in colonial days, it was settled and there were multiple wars that occurred here, burning whole cities down, rebuilding, burning them down again. So I'm sure there's lots of energy and, sort of anger or pain around here, and it makes it kind of a hot spot, especially during the October month and around Halloween. So anyways, what my first story, this happened to me probably a couple years ago. I was babysitting over at a friend's house, a family friend, and they have a young child, and he was about, I want to say like 3 or 4 at the time. And I've always felt very uncomfortable in this house. It's an older home, built, it's a mill home, and I've always felt a little uncomfortable. And so one night he went to bed, and then at around 10 o'clock, I was on the couch, on my phone, just hanging out, waiting for his parents to come home eventually. And I heard almost like a scraping, like a shovel scraping outside. And I don't know why, but it scared me. The street's usually not that busy, and so I heard this, like, scraping, as if somebody was outside, like, walking around scraping a shovel behind them. And I looked outside, and I didn't see anything, so I just sat back down and, you know, went back to what I was doing, just on my phone, watching TV. And then, all of a sudden, I hear upstairs from his room a scream. He screamed. And so obviously I ran up there figuring, you know, something was wrong. And I burst in the door expecting to see him like sitting up crying, like something. And he was fast asleep. All I know is I didn't sleep that night. Absolutely not. And then another occurrence I've had was for my birthday, my mother got me a framed picture of my grandfather who passed away when she was pretty young. And the picture was of him when he was younger posing with his bike. It's in black and white. It's like one of the only photos that are left of him. And so I put it up on my wall. It's really beautiful. I put it up on my wall right above my bed. And that night I went to sleep. And I woke up shortly after I fell asleep, maybe not even an hour later. And I felt as if there were hands touching my face. And like sort of it would like start at my forehead and they'd slowly go down the side of my cheek. And obviously I was terrified. And so I woke up and I went to my mom's room because I was younger. And I was like, "Mom, I feel like there's somebody touching my face." And she was like, "Honey, like, don't worry about it. Go back to bed. Like, you're fine." And so I went back to bed. And the second I laid back down, I felt somebody touching my face again. The slow, like, dragging down my face. And so I got up one more time and I went to my mom's room and I was like, "Mom, I swear that there is somebody touching my face." And she was like, "Lindsay, we built this house. Like, don't worry about it. Like, if you're really scared, you can sleep here or downstairs." And I was like 15 or 16 years old at the time, so I wasn't going to sleep in my mom's bed. But I went back and I laid in bed, and right when I laid down, it felt as if somebody was standing right next to me. Like when you can, like when you're looking down, you can like sense somebody is like standing near you waiting to talk to you. And it just felt like that. And then I felt two hands press down on my chest. Not hard, but enough where I could feel the hands. And so I jumped up, I grabbed a pillow and a blanket, and I went downstairs and I was freaking out. And I went downstairs and I fell asleep on the couch and I didn't notice it again. And it wasn't until a couple weeks later I realized that that was the same night that I put up the picture of my grandfather. So what I'm thinking is that it was my grandfather making his presence known to me and sort of validating that he knows I exist and that he's there and watching over my mother and me. And this wouldn't be surprising to me because I also feel my grandmother around me quite a bit, his wife, who passed away also when my mom was younger and never met me. And I always feel like she's watching over me. And one of the ways that I feel that is with a lot of times when I'm driving during day or night, I see deer. I see deer more than the average person around here would. Like, I'd say almost every single time I drive, or every single day, I see a deer, and it usually stops and right in the middle of the road, and it looks at me, even if it's during the day. And usually, like during the day, there's no headlights, and they just scamper off. But I see these deer, and I can almost like feel that it's my grandmother, you know, watching over me. And oh, I just have so many stories. I hope I'm not rambling. My last thing is I have a lot of anxieties and stress with like life and work and school and all sorts of stuff going on. I'm a college student, and one thing I've noticed is I got this cat last year, and ironically his name is Casper, like Casper the Friendly Ghost. And there's just something about this cat that gives me this overwhelming sense of protection. Like sometimes when I think I hear like footsteps or voices or, you know, anything like that, like, it's almost as if he knows, and he, like, scratches to come in my room and runs inside and stays with me. I know that pets can be sensitive to feelings. Like, I know, like, if I was crying or if I was upset, like, usually dogs and cats can sense that, but I just feel like maybe there's something special about this cat in particular, and I was wondering what your thoughts were on that. So thank you guys so much. I love your podcast. I just became an EPP, so I'm really excited. And yeah, keep doing what you do. Thanks. Bye.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.